Job 26, Edges and Whispers. 1. When big theology becomes small comfort, verse 1-4. Job answers Bildad with razor-edged irony, how you have helped the powerless. He asks whose spirit breath was in their words. The Hebrew ruach matters here. Their breath blusters. God's breath beautifies. Knowledge of God's majesty that does not stoop to lift the crushed is counterfeit. As we noted yesterday, peace in the heights without tenderness, Job exposes piety that aims at control, not consolation. 2. The unseen architecture, Vivat 5:13. Job surveys a cosmos only God can hold. Sheol is naked before him. The earth is hung upon nothing. King James Version. Ancient Near Eastern maps imagined cosmic waters, sky as a tent, mountains as pillars. Archaeologists at Ras Shamra, Ugarit, uncovered poems of a storm god who battles the sea. Job knows the imagery, Rahab, prideful sea, Egypt, and the fleeing serpent, but subverts the myths. There is no rival. God's hand alone pierces the serpent. His breath clears the heavens. A few Hebrew notes. He stretches out the north over Tohu. V:7. Tohu is the formless of Genesis 1:2. God spreads order over what feels empty. Rahab V:12 is not the woman of Jericho. It names the boasting sea and at times Egypt. See Psalm 89, Ananindanigutin, Isaiah 37. The fleeing serpent, verse 13, echoes Isaiah 27:10-1's Leviathan. Scripture is not endorsing pagan myth, but using its images to confess the Lord's unrivaled kingship over chaos, history, and death. Note the literary craft. The poem descends to the deep, Vivavi 5:6, lifts to the sky, Vivita 7:10, shudders at thundered mountains, Vivita 11, then returns to the sea dragon, Vivita 12:13. From abyss to zenith, nothing lies outside his hand. 3. The whisper at the rim of thunder, Vimol 14. Lo, these are parts of his ways, King James Version. The rare Hebrew word shemetz means a faint whisper, a mere trace. Job insists, even at our best, we stand at the shoreline of God's oceans. Augustine said that, if you have fully grasped it, it is not God. Calvin spoke of God lisping to us. Luther warned of the hidden God and the cross where he hides in weakness. Job anticipates all this. Creation's grandeur is true, but it is the outskirts, not the centre. And the centre? In the New Testament, the piercing of the serpent becomes Christ disarming the powers. Colossians 2:15, the dragon cast down, Revelation 12, the calming of the sea, Mark 4:39. The ultimate thunder is heard at Golgotha in a dying man's whisper. It is finished. A soft word that shakes the world. Practice. Let wonder make you gentle. If we hear only a whisper, we are unfit to play judge. Trade hot breath for holy breath. Speak words that create space and beauty, not pressure and blame. Embrace reverent silence. Counsel less, pray more. Wait for the thunder that God himself chooses to provide. Suggested cross-references, Psalm 89:9-10, Isaiah 27:1, 1 Kings 19:12, Job 38:1-18, Colossians 2:15, 1 Corinthians 13:12, Revelation 12:7-11, Revelation 21:1. Hymn suggestion, let all mortal flesh keep silence. Prayer, God of the whisper and the storm, teach us awe that becomes mercy. Curb our cleverness, kindle our compassion. Breathe on us with your ruach, that our words would heal and our silence would honour you. Pierce the serpents of pride and despair within us, and steady us at the edges of your mystery, until your thunder speaks Christ's peace over our chaos. Amen.